So you come home from a long day of work and you feel exhausted. But as you're walking in the door, you find out that your kids have been fighting with each other and they're not getting along at all. And there is tension and anxiety in the home. And I wonder, does that sound familiar? It felt like that was the kind of scene I was walking into at least once or twice a week back when we had 4, 5, 6 kids in the home. I mean, just name something. They're fighting about toys. They're fighting about name calling. They're fighting about something. It's natural to have that going on. And for the most part, my kids were very peaceful. Like I said, it was just once or twice a week, I think. Well, I'm John Fuller, along with our Vice President of Parenting, Dr. Danny Huerta. And Danny, I'm sure you've been there, done that.
Yeah, I love what you said. Not very often, just twice a week.
Yeah, well, with 6 kids, I mean, it could be like twice a moment.
It could be, yeah. It could be twice every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
For some families, that is the truth. It happens a lot, very, very frequently, depending on the personalities you've got in your home. And I remember walking into the house this one particular time, and my daughter came up to me and my son at the same time, and they said something about each other, right? That's how it usually happens. Mm-hmm. But in this one moment, my daughter goes, "Dad, but you have to listen to me. You have to just listen to me." And, you know, I'm coming into this intersection out of nowhere, right? I'm coming from the garage. I've been at work. I am tired, stressed out a little bit. Not stressed out. I'll just say stress, bringing stress into the home. And so I just had to say, "Hey, guys, let's rewind for a moment. I'm not a judge. I'm your father. I love you both. You have strong feelings. Let's figure this out. Let's sit down. Let's listen to each other. That's going to help us out here. And just put everything down. Let's figure it out."
Yeah, there are those moments where you just need the wisdom of Solomon. And I'm so glad that you're listening right now, because Mylan and Kay Yurkovich talked to Jim Daly and me about finding the deeper reasons behind your child's outbursts, much like Danny was just explaining. Let's sit down and figure this out. So here's help for you from Mylan and Kay in that conversation.
Let me ask you this, though. And if I'm struggling to connect with my child because they have a different attachment style from me.
You know that situation your family's facing? The one you can't talk to anyone about? You're not alone. I've been there too. It was tough. Whether you're facing an unexpected diagnosis or a marriage in trouble, or whatever you're struggling with, it's okay to ask for professional help. And there's a place you can go for psychologically sound therapy from a biblical perspective. Focus on the Family's Christian Counselors Network can confidentially point you to a verified therapist whose perspective we trust, and so can you. We've been connecting families to Christian counselors around the country for more than 40 years. No matter what your unique challenge is, you can find a way forward for your family at focusonthefamily.com/gethelp. That's focusonthefamily.com/gethelp.